on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott, this is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios. KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning here on the 17th of August. The news brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community courage. Shasta Regional Medical Center, healing starts here. Phone lines here, 605-4567, and we're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Feel free to hop into our chat room at the same address, KCNR1460.com, and just come on in with your pseudo-identities. Good morning, buddy.
Good morning, Carl.
How are you today?
You know, I'm all right, but outdoors, it is just like the apocalypse.
You couldn't see across the bridge when you were
coming
today?
I come down 44 towards downtown, and yeah, there's a hill right before you get to the bridge, and I couldn't see to the other side of the bridge. It is so smoky.
Does it seem like it's, and for all of our listeners out there, Tumbleweed, you're jumping in here, and a few others.
Tumbleweed mentioned an ash rain yesterday, and that's true.
He did what?
Tumbleweed mentioned an ash rain.
Right. Well, Tumbleweed, it seems to me, you know, even with, you know, the car fire that burnt through here 3 years ago, that it's worse, the smoke is worse this year than I remember it ever being in the past. Even back, 8, 9 years ago when everything was on fire, it was longer than that now. It was like 2008.
Yeah, I remember there was a bunch of lightning fires there.
Yeah, yeah, we were coming back from my nephew's wedding in Tennessee, and we're driving back from Sacramento. And all we could see was a cloud, and I thought, oh, my gosh. But doesn't it seem worse? The smoke seem worse, and it's lasted longer this time? I mean, it's been 2 or 3 weeks now, it seems like. Anyway, so what's the weather look like?
Actually, I think I got the name wrong. It was Sungold, not Tumbleweed. But anyways, irrelevant. Right now, it's currently 75 degrees. It's clearly smoky. We have a red flag warning from today through tomorrow. It's going to be 94 today with a low of 62. Tomorrow, a high of 95, a low of 63. Thursday, a high of 97, a low of 63. Friday, a high of 97, a low of 61. Saturday, a high of 90, low around 60. Sunday, 93, low around 60. So at least we have lower temperatures.
And from what I understand, the way the winds are going to be blowing, they're going to be blowing north to south, that it can be blowing the smoke out of here in the next day or two.
And the AQI, there are different sites that show different things, but the one I'm looking at right now says 406, which is hazardous.
Hazardous?
Yeah. And
406?
The car fire.
120 is unhealthy.
Yeah. I remember the car fire got up to like 600 or 650.
It didn't last.
There.
This has been going on off and on. Okay. The weather reports and the AQI, and later on, a update on the fires themselves, all brought to you by our friends over at Shasta Gas Propane. Anderson-based business. They've been in the business for a couple of decades now, providing just outstanding service on your propane needs. A veteran-owned business that gives discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call, 365-3793. We've seen Joe Biden's Bay of Pigs, my friends. Should we get out of Afghanistan? Oh, yes. Should we have gotten into Afghanistan? Yeah. You know, a lot of people are, saying, oh, I never thought we should be in Afghanistan. I don't. Yeah. We went in Afghanistan for one reason, to put down the Taliban and Al-Qaeda, which we did. Did we exterminate them? No. We don't fight a war of extermination. We fight till they're no longer a viable threat. And they weren't a viable threat back then. And then we spent 20 years nation building. People say they had, you know, Biden points out, you know, Biden says the buck stops here. First of all, he plagiarized that one, too, because, you know, he plagiarizes. And, he, of course, from Harry Truman. But it makes good TV. And he said that, you know, this happened without us. You know, we didn't foresee this. When you said, Mr. Biden, from things I've been reading, people I've been talking to, when you put a date on the pullout, that ended most of the Afghan army's willingness. If you had said we will make this a event-phased pullout as opposed to just a day I picked pulled out of my butt, you know, this would not have happened. And here's the other question, Mr. Biden. For months since you've been president, the plan has been there. You said when you were running for president, I'm getting out of there. Okay. The fact that you didn't listen to other advisors that said to make it an event-based time pullout as opposed to a timeline that you just, like I said, arbitrarily pulled out of someplace. Where were the plans to evacuate the Americans? Where were the plans to evacuate the Afghan allies of ours? To say that they had a very large army, 300,000, with all the equipment. Well, you know what? When they were fighting, they weren't getting ammo. Their air support ended the day we left the air base. Yeah, we maintained those jets. We maintained their aircraft. Should they have been able to? Maybe they could, but not to the level that we could. Again, the things you know, were half-truths when you spoke. But this is yours. You said the buck stops here. You do own this. Panetta, Leon Panetta, who is no friend to conservatives. He called this your Bay of Pigs. It was a mess. A total mess. And now Taliban are going door to door looking for people that helped us. A news agency, one of the last few news agencies that's still on the air, the Taliban came in and disarmed all their security. Said, don't worry, we'll take care of you. And now are disarming the civilians, taking their firearms. Why? Because the Taliban are here. We'll protect you. What's the first thing a despotic government does? Takes away your firearms. Takes away your way of fighting back against tyranny. Well, lesson 101, America. The fact that the Afghans were losing more every year than we lost in the whole 20 years in that war, and the fact that our casualties were way down. We haven't lost anybody there in well over a year. Any loss we have, of course, is horrible. Eventually, the Afghans would have had to do it. And some people say, well, 20 years is enough. Well, could be. In other times, I just realized, as we talked yesterday, is that after the Second World War, Japan and Germany rebuilt back because they wanted to. They wanted to advance forward. They took our Constitution to heart when they built theirs. South Korea. Look at the photo. Look at the satellite photo that you can find it anywhere at night, showing the difference between South Korea and North Korea. There's lights in Pyongyang. That's it in North Korea. South Korea, it's all lit up. There's your difference. A success because they wanted to be. The Taliban and Al-Qaeda want nothing more than power. Can you imagine what the people there are feeling? Seeing that their kids have gone to school, their girls have gone to school, seeing that their children, their girls, can be just taken from them. How would you like to be a lesbian journalist in Afghanistan today? What are your chances? Let's go to the phones. Terry, good morning.
I do have a quick announcement and an update I can give you later on, but I wanted to comment a little bit about what you said. I think you're spot on. But the thing is that with Afghanistan, I mean, it was like a turnkey operation. I mean, the Taliban, wasn't there any kind of sign that the Biden administration would have saying, gosh, the Taliban's getting a little bit stronger here? I mean, the day we announced we're going to pull out, they step right in. That you, it just doesn't happen that way. I mean, there had to have been some signs.
Oh, no, there was. There was plenty of signs. And, in fact, the intel said that they're getting stronger. But we have a Department of Defense, and the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff is more important about the real problems. He said the real enemy is white nationalism. He said that. I didn't say that. He said that. You know, and he's obviously, he's been in combat. I mean, doesn't he look at the world? Yes, we knew things were happening, and we knew that, you know, eventually it could have happened. But at this rate, absolutely not. Completely caught off guard. No plan. And look at it. Do you remember the photos of the helicopter leaving Saigon? Well,
yes.
They've got Afghans hanging on to planes that are taking off and fall to their deaths.
Yep.
Anyway, I got to take a break. Hang on until after the break, Terry.
Okay, no
and you
problem,
can make
but
your
you're
point.
Spot on that. I mean, that's, man.
And, you know, the Board of Supervisors aren't meeting today.
Oh, yes, they are. That's why I'm calling in.
Oh, they are?
Yeah, that's the whole point. See, Kamenti, Modi, and Rickard are all going to be unavailable. The people of the medical field are meeting at the mall right down the street from you, and they are heading, walking over to the Board of Supervisors, many of them. And there's a rally going there. There'll be a lot of filming there, and those three supervisors are unavailable. Rumor has it Mary Rickard has been exposed to a COVID. That's a rumor. However, I wonder if the three of them were together. I'm just saying. And if they were, that was a quorum. But they're unavailable. The other two supervisors, I believe, are going to be there. They're going to open up the chambers.
Well, I wondered about why, you know, I thought it could be, you know, and Mary Rickard has not made a secret of this, but she's got bad asthma, that it could be as the smoke could be a problem. And then I wondered if COVID was part of it, too.
What about the other two? I mean, Modi and
you know what? If they have all been exposed, and they could be exposed if all five of them were together and they find out that one of them had it. Even though they've been vaccinated, you know you can still pass it on to people.
Sure, but we'll find that out today, and I'll call in a little after 8. You know,
so I'm not condemning it because there could be good reasons. On the other hand, my question is like Trish says, out of the I think out of the 42, it's not that many, but they used to meet every week, and now they've only met like 21 out of 40.
Yes.
Times,
yes.
You know, a little bit over 50%, but this is what we're having is that, you know, it's close to maybe 60% at the end of the year instead of not even 75%.
I don't think all five of them were exposed. I don't think that the people weren't there because they were exposed in the chambers. I don't think that's where it happened.
I don't know.
But we'll find out, and so I can call.
I'm not
going to
speculate on it, but I would say I would say that, and I am speculating. Okay. I'm not going to say anything until I know for sure.
Yes, sir.
That's my guess. Okay, Terry. Yeah, it'd be interesting. Give us a call tomorrow. I'm sure you will. You'll give me a call today.
Yes,
okay,
sir.
We got to take a break.
You bet.
All right. Today, this portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Sleep Number. And let me tell you the truth. We've had a Sleep Number bed for 6 years, 7 years. I have had nothing but great night's sleep. I love to sleep. I mean, it's just, you know, I always valued sleep in the field. You found you could lay down on, you know, anywhere you were when you're 25 or 26 and sleep. 15-minute naps. You know, if you got 3 hours sleep in a row, you felt like you were, godlike in many instances. Sometimes you literally were up and running. I mean, up and running. So I value a good night's sleep. And Sleep Number gives me that. I can adjust that bed to any firmness I want. Linda can adjust her side to any firmness that she wants. Like my Sleep Number setting is 40 in our new bed, and Linda's Sleep Number setting is 30 in the new bed. But it's not always that. Some nights I'll move it up to 50 or 60, and some nights down to 20. Depends on what kind of day you've had. The people at Sleep Number have broken the code on a good night's rest. And you can discover the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, which is the kind we have, now during the biggest sale of the year. All beds are on sale. You can save 50% on a new limited edition smart bed plus special financing for a limited time only here at Sleep Number stores. And our Sleep Number store, of course, is in a Target shopping center. Stop by, see Steve or any of the other pros there. And if you can, and they'll let you lay on 5, 6, 7 different types of Sleep Number beds. And you won't be sorry just going down there. And think not only of you, but think of your kids. With everything they're going through, do they need a good night's sleep too? And everything there is 50% off. Think about that. Now, that's subject to credit approval, of course, and minimum monthly payments are required. See sleepnumber.com for details. 7:20 in the morning, 73 degrees out there. And let me think. Oh, yeah, it's smoky. We'll be right back.
When I wake up, well, I know I'm gonna be the man who wakes up next to you. When I go out, yeah, I know I'm gonna be the man who goes along with you. If I get drunk.
Life is too short to be uninformed.
The Armstrong and Getty Show, 9 to noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR 1460 a.m. or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios. KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot. This portion of the show brought to you by Cornerstone Community Bank. You know, Cornerstone Community Bank really hasn't been around. I mean, when you think of, you know, here in Reading, everything has to have been here for at least 843 years before it's local, but not Cornerstone Community Bank. No, since the day they opened, they hit the ground running, and they have been helping to move local dreams forward since the day they opened. They do a great job, locally owned, local management, local board of directors, a true community bank. Three branches, one in Red Bluff at 500 Riverside Way for all of our friends down there, right downtown in 1845 California Street in the heart of downtown Reading, and, of course, the main branch over in the Cobblestone Shopping Center at 192 Hartnell Avenue. Learn more at bankcornerstone.com. Now, on the line is a lady by the name of Christy Wright. And, Christy, good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, if it was any better, I'd have to beat myself or something. Living the dream, Christy. You know, Christy wasn't supposed to come on until 7:30, but I said, I'm glad you called in early because I don't know if a whole day would be enough to cover your book.
Well, we tried to make it not too long, but cover the main points because we know people that don't have time to read probably. But, man, this is a pain point for people.
Let me tell you, Christy, just let me tell you a little bit about her, of course, is a national number one best-selling author, a mom, three kids, a career, of course, and you. If anybody knows about running on empty, it's you. You needed to do something different, and you discovered a number of things to get your life back in balance. And we're going to talk about that. This is this book in front of me. And I'll admit, Christy, I picked it up, you know, because I wanted to, because I read all the books that when I have an author on. And some of them, I'll admit, I end up reading the table of contents and a few chapters and all that. But I wish I could send you a photo of this book. Of I showed it to Jared. You saw the book, right? And what's it look like?
It's very dog-eared.
That's what I like to hear. That's the best compliment to an author.
Well, it's dog-eared. I didn't have one of those highlighters, but I had this black Mark Forever pen. So I had to watch myself. But this book, if people did this, my friends, if you did this, if you just did part of this book, it could change your life. So that's, I can't say more than that.
Thank you.
And, you know, so tell us a little bit about Christy Wright.
Well, you know, like you said, I've got a lot of interests, and I've been helping women for about a decade start and grow businesses through my book and brand and events, business boutique. But over the course of the last decade, the number one question I've been asked by men and women, by the way, is how do you balance it all? How do you balance everything going on, work, home, family, interests, goals, all of that? And it just showed to me what a pain point this is. This is something people struggle with. They never feel like they have enough time. They try to be as productive and efficient as possible, and they still feel out of balance. And, oh, by the way, they also feel really stinking guilty. It seems like no matter what we do, we feel like we're doing the wrong thing. We don't know what balance is. We're just sure we don't have it. And so this is a topic I wanted to tackle for my audience, but also for me. I had three kids in 5 years, and I feel that strain of having a lot of interests and having busy seasons. And so I started really, as I approached this, I wanted to bring something new to the conversation because the topic of life balance has been talked about forever. It's very, very saturated market, but I was like, I want to talk about it in a new way and bring something new and freeing. And so really, since you've read this, Carl, you know that this is not a book about how to be more productive. This is not about how to get more done.
It's not
about how to manage your to-do list. This is about how to feel balanced in an out-of-balance world, how to create a sense of balance, even if you're busy. And what I hope is it's a message that is very freeing to free you up to spend your life on what matters most to you and actually experience those things and enjoy them even more so that you can be happy in your life, which, by the way, is an okay thing to want. And I think when we talk about balance, that's what we're actually after. I think we just want to be happy with our life and proud of how we spend our time, and that's my goal through the tactical steps in this book, so that you can create your version of balance. And so I love the title, Take Back Your Time, The Guilt-Free Guide to Life Balance, because I really want to help people not only take back their time, but shake the guilt that's been nagging at them for years.
Well, and this is what I took out of it. You know, I've got parts in this, Mark, just, you know, on the, first of all, the book is not a very, you know, long book. It's probably 213, 214 pages. And the Dave Ramsey, you're part of the Dave Ramsey team. Can I say that?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Okay. Now, Dave, who is a straight shooter, and he's been on our station now for years, and it's nice to have the number two rated show in the nation on your station. And just so I throw this in, we've got three of the top four. He was just not confident. He was, as he said in the foreword, I'm just going to throw her to the sharks because I'm not sure this is going to work. And, am I wrong? He said that.
No. Here's the thing that's funny. So Dave is a straight shooter, like you said. For anybody that's familiar with the Enneagram, he's an Enneagram 8, and so am I. So in many ways, we're cut from the same cloth. So while Dave loves a challenge, which many people don't know about him, he loves when you challenge him. I love to challenge, so we're a good match. So when he told me life balance doesn't exist, this topic is stupid, and we could never talk about it, I thought, challenge accepted. Now, granted, Carl, it's taken me a decade to get a book published on life balance, so it may take incredible persistence, but this is a topic where it's one of those things which I'm sure people, you know, your listeners that are familiar with Dave and love Dave know. You know, when he gets an idea in his head, like, it's really hard to get it out. And so he just had this idea in his head that life balance, you know, it doesn't exist, and it's a stupid word, and it means that people just don't want to work. But this came out recently on a segment when he and I were hosting together. We were talking, we were answering a question, someone calling in about getting out of debt, and we started talking about it. And after the call was over, he said, you know what I just realized? I realized why I hate that word. And I was like, do tell. Please share with us why you hate this word that everyone asks about and struggles with. And he said, to me, it's the caller that calls in that's making excuses for why they won't get out of debt. Well, I can't take a second job because I don't have life balance. He goes, it's a cop-out. I go, oh, okay. So once we started to dig into what he hated about the word, or his, you know, associations with the word, then we kind of got to the root of it. But really, you know, what's interesting is I think that he's right, because so many people have a messed up idea of what life balance means. Like, we're going to have this perfect 50-50 split with our work and home life, which is not realistic. And then we feel like we're failing when we don't, because we can't, because we won't. Or they feel like we're going to do everything for an equal amount of time. Like, we have this perfect pot pie, and we're going to spend an equal amount of time on each of our areas of our life every single day, which, again, is not realistic or desirable. And so when I began to redefine it for my listener, for my reader, and even for Dave, that was something where he went, okay, I see what you're saying here. Because the premise of the whole book is life balance is not doing everything for an equal amount of time. It's about doing the right things at the right time. And when you do the right things at the right time, you actually feel that sense of balance that you've been looking for all along. And here's the great news. You get to decide what's right for you. So whether that's busting it and getting out of debt on baby step two, or a newborn, a mom that has a newborn and she's not sleeping at all and she's just barely trying to survive, or an Olympian training for the Olympics, you get to decide what's right for you in any new season, and you get to define what your version of balance looks like. I'm just going to show you the steps to help you get there and create it in your life. And I think the end result is that it's not so much about this perfect scale. It's more about peace and being confident in your choices when you say yes to this thing or no to that thing. It's about being proud of how you spend your time and actually enjoying your life. And I think when we ask for balance and when we pursue balance, that's what we're really after anyway. And so that's what I really tried to dig into.
Well, you know what? I think you did, because you talked about time traps and things that we get trapped into. And a lot of it is not being able to say no, because you need to, you know, you need to feel loved. Well, that's maybe not the right reason to do it. But one of the big things you talked about was the it's a need to impress others. The black hole of insecurity.
Yeah.
These are all things.
Well, when you believe that you are your productivity, then you never can rest. You can never enjoy yourself. You can never have margin. Because in your mind, margin or rest represents not being productive. So that if you've attached your identity to your to-do list, and you've attached your identity to your calendar, and you've attached your identity to your activity, then you're going to lead a very exhausting life. And by the way, at the end of the day, you're still not going to feel like enough, because I think the line you're referring to is the black hole of insecurity is still going to tell you you're not enough, even if you've done all this stuff. So I want to help you. One of the things that, and you're referring to this in the book, but one of the things that I like to do is get to the issue behind the issue.
Okay.
This is not a calendar issue.
Right.
It's really not. We see the symptoms of our problems in our calendar. But what we're talking about here is not just, balance is not a calendar problem. It's about enjoying the life that the calendar represents. And so it's going to take us peeling away the layers and getting to the root issue of what's going on in us that leads to that calendar looking like that, or that to-do list looking like that. And so it's going to require some self-awareness. It's going to require some honesty, an honest look in the mirror going, hey, why do I feel like I have to keep up with all of those moms or dads doing X, Y, or Z with their kids? Why do I feel like I have to say yes to every single thing that comes at me at work? Is it a deep need to prove myself, to prove that I deserve this position? Why do I feel like I can never sit down and I always have to run so hard? Or whatever it is for you. We all have different traps, to your point. But I think if we don't acknowledge, if we don't identify what those are, what are those traps that steal our time, then those problems are going to keep creeping up again and again, even if we fix what's on our calendar. We've got to fix it at the root level if we're going to solve this once and for all.
Christy, how much time, more time do you have? Because that tells me which my next question.
I am good until 10.
Oh, great.
10 my time.
Okay, well, let's take a quick break and come back, because I want you to talk about the path to balance, the steps, the five steps.
Great.
Okay? This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Four Winds Jewelry. You know what? Four Winds Jewelry is the place that when I really step into it, I head right over to see Rebecca and Henry and say, I really stepped into it, Rebecca. And she goes, I just happen to have the right thing, Carl. And it's right over here. And Rebecca's always been right. Or if it's a special event, or if it's one of those days that I just want to find some. It doesn't have to be expensive, because Linda appreciates everything I've ever given to her. But Four Winds Jewelry is the only full-service jewelry store in Redding with a great selection of jewelry ranging from estate jewelry, Native American, to things that they've designed themselves. Located at 2225 Hilltop Drive, right here in Redding. Open Monday through Friday, 9:30 to 4. Four Winds Jewelry. We'll be right back with Christy Wright.
Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, August 27th and Saturday, August 28th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets only $15. Ladies, this will be a sellout event. So get your tickets today. For details, download the Wind River app. It's showtime at the river.
Join the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series every Thursday night starting at 8 p.m. at Tiger Field. Through the end of August, enjoy live music with a different band each week. Find the lineup of performers online at RedingCult45s.com. Tickets are only $5. Come enjoy food, beverages, and dancing at the Cult 45's Evening on the Green Summer Concert Series at Tiger Field at 1000 West Cypress Avenue. See you there! High Noble Safe Company, formerly known as Cold Steel Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane, is having a summer clearance sale. Save big on some of the highest quality safes around. High Noble Safe Company carries High Noble, Browning, and American Security, just to name a few, and features gun safes, home safes, and high security safes with stores in Redding, Roseville, and Petaluma. Delivery, moving, and repair service available. Call 530-223-5050. That's 530-223-5050. Or stop by High Noble Safe Company at 2559 Larkspur Lane.
What is a hero? A hero serves when no one else is ready to. A hero helps everyone, never asking for any praise. They stand ready to do whatever is needed. They have picked up the mantle of heroism when we have needed it the most, and their tireless dedication can never be appreciated enough. We want to thank all of our local heroes. We could not get through these times without their courage. We thank you for everything that you do.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and DeBotlin, who's on assignment this morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Maxwell Insurance and Financial. All of your insurance and financial needs under one roof. With the fires going on around us, and how can we forget that? Sometimes people have lost their fire insurance, not because their homes burned, but just because they happen to be in that large circle that the insurance companies have a tendency to draw. Go on down and see Judy Maxwell. She's found insurance for people that cannot be insured before. Once they find out how Judy goes to bat for them, it's a quick shift over for business insurance, car insurance, everything. We have our life insurance with Judy Maxwell at Maxwell Insurance and Financial. Give her a call at 221-0441 or stop by 1378 Hilltop Drive and talk to any of the professionals she has working with her. On the line, we have Christy Wright. Christy is a number one national best-selling author, which is pretty cool. She's a mom of three. She's a athlete. She runs. That's part of what she does to relieve anxiety, she and her husband. And she realized what it meant to be stretched too thin. So she wrote a book called Take Back Your Time, which I have in front of me. It's one of the most interesting books I've read in a long time, and it's filled with ways to take back your life. And good morning, Christy, and thanks for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Sure. Now, you redefined what balance is and how to achieve it, and you broke it down just to five steps.
Yes. That's one of the things I've noticed about this term. Like we were talking about a minute ago, this term balance, we don't know what balance is. We're just sure we don't have it. And I thought, I want to define it. I don't want it to be this shadow that haunts people where they feel like they're doing the wrong thing or guilty all the time. And so to me, what we're really asking for, what we're really looking for, is this peace and confidence and enjoying our life and being proud of how we spend our time. And so where does that come from? Well, it doesn't come from necessarily doing more. It doesn't even come from juggling all the balls perfectly. It really comes from doing the right things at the right time. And when you do the right things at the right time, you will feel that sense of balance that you've been looking for. So then the next question is, well, how do you do that? How do you do the right things at the right time? Well, I broke it down into five tactical steps. That's what we do here at Ramsey Solutions. We love to give you steps and tactical plans because if you can see it, you can do it, whether it's with your money or your time or business or anything. And so I'll quickly go over these five steps to creating your version of balance. Step one, figure out what matters. If you're going to do the right things at the right time, you need to know what the right things are. So you get to decide what is right for you in this season. What's important to you? What are your priorities in this season? Figure out what those are. Figure out what matters. Step two, stop doing what doesn't matter. These are all the time traps you were talking about. These are all the things that suck our time away, that are not important to us, that do not make us feel balanced, that are stealing time from things that are important. And so step two is stop doing what doesn't matter. Step three, create a calendar that reflects what matters. This is super tactical. We live by our calendars, but often our calendars only represent kids' soccer practices and dentist appointments. It doesn't actually represent all the things we say we care about, and then we wonder why they don't happen. Well, they don't happen because we don't put them on the system we've chosen to live our lives by. So step three is very tactical. I'm going to walk you through how to create a calendar that reflects those things you wrote down in step number one. Step number four, protect what matters. And that's all about boundaries and saying no, because even after you create balance, you need to protect it because life and everyone else will push you around. And then step five might be my favorite, and that is be present for what matters. Because even if you create the most perfect schedule in the world, if you're not present for it, you miss it. And so I want to help you resist the temptation to have your mind wander, distracting thoughts of feeling guilty or all the things you should be doing, and even distractions like social media where you're kind of checking out in the moment. I want to help you be where your feet are and so that you can actually experience and even enjoy the moment that you're in even more. So that's the five steps. Figure out what matters. Stop doing what doesn't matter. Create a calendar that reflects what matters. Protect what matters. and be present for what matters. When you do this, when you actually follow these five steps in any new season, by the way, as your life changes, you go back to step one. When you do it, then you're creating your version of balance in any new season, and you're actually doing the right things at the right time.
You know, you fully explain each one of these steps and how to obtain that in the book. And it's not easy. You've got to ask yourself some tough questions in here. You know, what do I want to be known for? What is the most important things? If you had to describe yourself that you want to be known for, and you said, I don't want 35. I don't want 35 things we should be, traits we should be wanting to be. Only right. 4 or 5.
Right.
And that's important. You know, I want to feel productive. I want people to know that I have honor and integrity. Right. So really it comes down, you should be able to identify those 4 or 5 traits that you want to live your life by.
Right, and I think what's interesting is you have permission. We talk about this at the end of the book when I talk about seasons, but you have permission to change your mind in a given season. Like, for example, summer Christy is a little different than fall Christy. Summer Christy is I'm going to the lake, I'm playing with my kids, my house is clean, I'm working out all the time, I'm super present, I don't work Fridays. That's summer me. That's okay. Fall me is my house is not that clean, I'm not working out that consistently. I'm saying yes to every work opportunity because I want to get this message out in the world. I'm not seeing my friends as much, and I'm working a lot more. And that's not wrong. That's actually right now. So you have permission to change your mind about what you want to focus on, what matters to you in any new season. But to your point, we have to know what those things are if we're going to achieve it. And the other thing that I think is really important about this, and I talk about this in that section you're talking about, where who you want to be, when you ask yourself who you want to be, you come up with a different answer than what you feel like you need to do. You might write out a to-do list of these are the things I need to do. But if you don't ever question those, then you're going to work really hard for a life you don't like. You're going to work really hard to become someone you don't like. So when you start writing out the adjectives of who you want to be and what you want to be known for, these need to be things that very obviously turn you into the person you want to be. So like when I think about that, I'm like, I want to be fun. I want to be hardworking. I want to be present. These are the type of things that I want to be known for. Well, then, when I know who I want to be, then that determines what I need to do and what goes on my calendar. Because I need to put things on my calendar that allow me to be who I want to be. And so I think that that's really crucial because sometimes we just chase someone else's version of success, the Instagram version of success, or what we've always done. And then we wonder why we're unhappy and out of balance. But it's because those are things that are not who we want to be. And so we've got to question our assumptions. We've got to question the things we've always done and say, okay, who do I want to be? What do I want to be known for, even specifically in this season? And then let that dictate what I do.
You know, one of the things you said here, just because you can do something does not mean that you should. Just because someone needs you doesn't obligate you. And the example you used, they needed a soccer coach for your son's team. And you're 5 months pregnant. You have a job. Yeah. You're writing a book. And you said, yeah, I can do that. And then during the season, your son comes up and says, I hate soccer.
Yeah.
And there you are. You were there because you were at that point in your life where you took that on when you really shouldn't have.
I know. And what's so interesting is this goes back to what we were talking about a minute ago. Of we've got to check ourselves. Like, if you were to ask me, Christy, do you want to coach soccer? No, I didn't then. I don't now. But that's not what I answered from. I didn't answer from what I wanted to do. I didn't even answer from what was important to me. I answered from this need to be the hero. Man, I love to save the day. If someone needs something, I love to be like, I got you. I can do it. I can solve that problem. I can fill that gap. I can show up for that thing. I can bring that thing. Like, I love to save the day. And that has gotten me into some trouble because I don't ask myself which opportunities are right for me. I just ask myself which opportunities need me. And there are so many. There are so many opportunities out there in the world, not just for me, for all of us. There are more opportunities and demands than we will ever have time for. So we have to have a different framework for making decisions than just do they need me. Because if you just ask yourself that, you're going to run yourself into the ground doing everything for everyone and never doing what's right for you, which, by the way, will lead to you being incredibly out of balance And by the way, you'll also be very resentful because you're neglecting the things that are actually important to you in the name of doing all these things for everyone. Oh, I'm just such a giver. I can't help it. No. There's something going on in us that we've got to check our motivations before we say yes or no to that thing. And soccer is an extreme example. And, man, I paid for it. I paid for it for 4 months when I was showing up to these rainy soccer games, organizing who's bringing the oranges, 6 months pregnant. And so we've got to ask better questions before we make decisions so that we get better results.
You don't only have the right to say no. You have the responsibility to. Yes. Yes.
Yeah. If you don't protect what matters to you, no one else will. And so if you're walking around your life resentful and unhappy and grumpy and exhausted and running ragged, there is one person responsible, and that's you. And I hate to give you that tough love, but somebody needs to, because if you don't, then you're going to live your whole life this way, and you're going to completely miss out on the power and control that you have over your life and your schedule. And yes, there are some things we have to do, like pay taxes, but we are more in control when we think. We are not victims to our schedules. Anything on your schedule is something you put there or you allowed to be there. You are in the driver's seat here. And so I just want to give people that reminder and that tough love, but also at the same time, the freeing permission to, hey, you can change it. For example, you might not be able to walk out on that job that you hate tomorrow, and I hope that you don't, but you can start working on a plan to do something different. You don't have to live your whole life miserable. And so I want to show people not only that they have control, but how to take control and make changes that are going to lead to the results that they actually want.
I've got one last break here, and when you come back, I want you to talk about technology. And you had some really good statistics on that, like the average person touches their phone 2,000 times a day.
Yeah.
Did I get that right?
That's right.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back with Christy Wright.
Explore your world right from home with Turtle Bay TV.
Daintree is a jungle carpet python.
Featuring free educational and distance learning content for a virtual experience the whole family will enjoy.
Welcome to the vault.
Start streaming now at turtlebay.org.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Take a stroll down Memory Lane at Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage. Whether you're looking for tools from the past, vintage clothing, collectibles, jewelry, or something that just reminds you of the good old days, you can find it at Memory Lane. Those special shabby chic and vintage style items are seen in every nook and cranny. So what are you waiting for? Sure, you can check out their Facebook page, but it's a lot more fun to explore the past and find your treasure. 1665 Pine Street in Reading. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage.
There's more to explore with a Turtle Bay membership. Get unlimited access to world-class exhibits, exciting animal shows, towering playgrounds, and beyond. Family members are only $90 a year. That's less than $8 a month for a whole year of fun. Join today at turtlebay.org.
I am a lineman for the county. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda's on assignment, as I pointed out. The time is 7:54 here on the 17th of August. It's 73 degrees out there and smoky. Smoky. What was the air quality index when we came on? 400?
406.
406. And considering that 127 is unhealthy, so that shows you where we are. We have fires to the north of us. We have fires to the east of us. We have fires to the west of us. I don't know. We probably have fires to the south of us, too. But the Dixie Fire is burning its way south. They just they evacuated yesterday Platina, so which is not that far away. Our guest is Christy Wright. I'm thoroughly enjoying this interview, Christy. I hope I haven't taken up too much of your time.
No, I love talking to you about it. And thank you for reading it. So many people don't. So I love talking to people to get real feedback. So thank you.
Well, I would, my friends, I don't say this all the time, but this is really a good book. It's called Take Back Your Time, The Guilt-Free Guide to Life Balance. And Christy has lived that type of life before. She's, of course, associated with the Ramsey Solution and Dave Ramsey. Obviously, you're from the South, which is great. And she wrote this book. It's a number one, and she's a number one national best-selling author anyway. But then with this book, it could, you know, people say, well, this book could save your life. I don't know if it'll save your life, but it sure could change your life. And we're talking about taking back your time. She had five steps: decide what matters, stop doing what doesn't matter, create a schedule that reflects what matters, protect what matters, and be present for what matters. And it changes. It has to do with priorities and your time and being able to say no. But one of the things, and we've only got a few minutes left, is technology in our lives and the impact that has.
Yeah. I think one of the things that we are very unaware of is not just technology's effect on us. We know we have a problem with it, but we have no idea at the money and the minds behind the machine that is causing that effect on us. And what I mean by that is the multi-billion-dollar companies that their number one goal is to get us to stare at a screen because they can monetize that to advertisers. We think, oh, it's not that big of a deal. I don't pick up my phone that much. It's just this little bit here, the little there. There's some fascinating research in there's a couple different resources that I cite that have research in this book. One is The Ruthless Elimination of Hurry by John Mark Comer, which is a book. And then the other one is a docudrama, The Social Dilemma. And I believe it's on Netflix.
I've seen that. It's scary. It's absolutely
it
scary.
It is. And both of them have research in there. So, for example, slot machines make more money than the film industry and baseball combined, even though they only take a few quarters at a time. And the reason is, you think, well, how in the world could they gross that much money? Well, it's because, and they have for a long time, not just since movies have changed. The reason is because we have no idea how much we're losing, how much money we're losing, because it's such a small amount at a time, and we have no idea how addictive they are. The same is true for technology. And I don't hate social media. I use it for my work, and I use it to connect with friends. But if we're picking up our phone 2,000 times a day, and we're losing hours and hours and hours a day to this device, then we're going to need to have a defense plan to guard our use of it so that we don't lose our lives to it. Because if not, we're going to know everything about everyone else's life and completely miss our own. And you talk about saving your life or changing your life. To me, that is a very, very important thing in the world and the reality we live in when you've got this machine working against us where you've got a device in your pocket screaming your name 24 hours a day. So when you pick up your phone thousands of times a day, it's not an accident. It was intentionally designed for you to do that. And so we've got to understand the psychology of it and also have some boundaries to guard against it so we don't lose our lives to it.
Christy, we've run out of time. How do people get your book?
Oh, thank you for asking. If you go to ChristyWright.com/balance, you can learn all about the book and everything else going on.
And thank you so much. I know you're incredibly a busy person, so you've obviously balanced your life to be able to be on our show. I do have a question. You talked about Rocky.
Yeah.
And Rocky, how Rocky would get out every day, and they just sit there and look at you, and you tried everything. Whatever happened to Rocky?
Rocky is living his best life in Wyoming. There was actually a woman in Young Life that she's single, and she wanted a dog, and we did not want a dog anymore in this season. And so I know I'm going to get hate mail from this. But I honestly, I know it sounds silly, but I prayed for a solution because we weren't just going to give him to a shelter or anything, obviously. But this wonderful woman, Laurel, wanted him, so he is with her on Young Life camps, going to work with her every day. Living his best life. So Rocky's doing great.
Well Rocky wanted that. And by the way, faith plays a big part in your life, and that's also expressed in this book and how that works, too. So Christy Wright, national best-selling author who's written the book Take Back Your Time. I would recommend for most of us to read this book. I'm handing it over to Linda with all the pages dog-eared and things written down and say, honey, you don't have to read the whole book. Just read the pages that are dog-eared. And she'll say, that's most of the book.
I was going to say it's every other page.
It's not every other page. Come on, guys. It's okay, maybe it is. Christy, thank you so much. And please pass on to Dave Ramsey our hello from us.
I will. Thank you, Carl. Thanks for having me.
You betcha. Okay. Hey, we're going to break for the news, and we're going to have Randall Hempling. Is joining us at 8 o'clock.
KCNR, Shasta, Redding.
Also commended U.S. troops, veterans, and diplomats for their years of courageous service. Greg Clugston, Washington.
And the rush is on. It's a rush to get earthquake relief, people, and supplies to Haiti. The Pentagon's John Kirby says the U.S. military's in the thick of things, sending aircraft and ships.
And we do expect that four field hospitals from U.S. Southern Command will be set up in southern Haiti by later this week.
The earthquake death toll topping 1,400, at least 6,000 people injured, thousands homeless. Just days after the earthquake, the island now being lashed by Tropical Storm Grace. Wall Street, the Dow down 301 points, and NASDAQ off 107. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Let's be boring and do a commercial about cash-out refinances. It's Ryan, and our mortgage team will often have a listener say, I think I understand what a cash-out refinance is, but can't that be bad for you sometimes? So let's hit on that. As with anything, it's certainly not the right move for everyone. If we don't have to, we don't want to add a bunch of years onto our loan or increase our monthly payment too much or pay more in the long run. But because home values have skyrocketed so far up the last few years, while rates have come so far down, we've seen many scenarios where listeners today can pull out a significant chunk of money from the new value in their home, while lowering the years on the overall loan, while lowering their monthly payment, and lowering how much they ultimately pay. The key is to just look at the whole picture and be honest with yourself about your situation. If you're looking for someone to show you your options, we are United Faith Mortgage.
United Faith Mortgage is a DBA of United Mortgage Corp, 25 Middle Park Road, Melville, New York. Licensed mortgage banker. For all licensing information, go to animalistconsumeraccess.org. Corporate Animalist number 1330. Equal housing lender. I license in Alaska, Hawaii, Georgia, Massachusetts, North Dakota, South Dakota, or Utah.
More wildfires breaking out across hard-hit Greece. Two blazes triggering evacuation alerts for villages southeast and northwest of the Greek capital. Get details in this report from the BBC.
The first blaze, which broke out in the Kerataia region southeast of Athens, was making its way towards a national park nearby. As a result, three communities in the area were evacuated. Some residents desperately hosed down their homes, hoping to save them from the approaching flames. The fire department sent in 91 firefighters, 6 water-dropping planes and 6 helicopters. On the other side of the capital, to the northwest, another blaze broke out in the Villa area, where strong winds were expected to keep the flames going. An evacuation alert was also triggered for 3 villages in that area. Greece has been roiled by hundreds of wildfires this month, with the blazes coming on the heels of the country's most severe heatwave in decades.
That report, correspondent Karen Chamis, townhall.com. Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb broke with some of his Republican peers on Monday, telling reporters that schools implementing mask mandates are making a wise decision when the facts warrant it.
Several Republican governors have issued orders in recent weeks barring schools from enforcing mask mandates despite the surge of COVID-19 cases throughout the U.S., which is being driven largely by the highly infectious Delta variant. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis recently gave parents a choice to opt out of mask mandates, contending that parents should decide if their children need to wear face coverings in schools. Texas Governor Greg Abbott has also signed a similar executive order. Holcomb, however, broke from his GOP peers when he expressed support for the mask mandates in schools. He said, "I think the schools that are putting mask mandates into place are making a wise decision when the facts warrant it." Bernie Bennett reporting.
Wall Street selling off following a disappointing retail sales report. The Dow down 296 points right now. The S&P is off 28. More on these stories, townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning, and welcome back to Free Fire Radio right here in the studios at KCNR, 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Tuesday, Linda's on assignment. It is the 17th of August, 8:05 in the morning. Phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming live at KCNR1460.com. And if you want to hop in the chat room, it's the same address. They're in there, they're talking about firefighting right now and firefighters. It's interesting. Again, in the chat room, I can't, you know, you can't verify some of the things they're saying. However, then they put in, which I think is very much appreciated, they put in their references in there too, so you can check them out, which I think is a great idea. When you make a statement, that you got to be able to back it up. I'm here with Jarrett. Good morning, Jarrett.
Good morning, Carl.
Nothing new there, except it's always a pleasure to see you in the morning.
Oh, it's a pleasure to see you.
Upright. We're both upright and ready to go. What's the weather look like?
It's currently 75 degrees. It's clearly smoky if you've looked out your window or walked outside. It's currently 75, but it's going to be 94 today with a low of 62. Tomorrow, a high of 95, a low of 63. We have a red flag warning through tomorrow. On Thursday, a high of 97, a low of 63. On Friday, a high of 97, a low of 61. On Saturday, a high of 90 and a low of 60. And on Sunday, a high near 93 and a low around 60.
Okay.
At least we got lower temperatures.
Air quality index?
It's now 433.
Wow. And what's that say?
Hazardous.
Hazardous. Also, Lake Shasta water level is down 155 feet, so it's the water level is 911 feet. Still lots of water in there. But if you drive by the Antlers boat ramp down there, there is no boat ramp anymore.
Yeah.
unless you're carrying a very small canoe. And even then, I'm not sure you could get out of there.
You can almost walk on the water in a lot of places.
I had a friend send a photo from Lake Mead, and I turned around and sent him a letter, a photo of, you know, he put it on Facebook. So I put a photo of Lake Shasta out there, and he goes, "You win."
I think Lake Mead's like 150 feet below.
155 feet.
Okay, yeah.
150 feet down.
Yeah.
So that's a lot of...
Yeah, and Lake Powell almost doesn't exist anymore.
Yeah, Orville doesn't. Orville Dam, the water there, of course, 2 weeks ago they cut off the electricity because of the water. Or lack thereof. The weather report, the AQI, and the water level report, all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business out of Anderson. All the propane comes out of one tank, my friends, so it's customer service that makes a difference, and that's Shasta Gas Propane, a veteran-owned business that gives discounts to seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. Sitting with me is Randall Hempling. I'll just say it out loud. He's a friend of mine. A former Marine, which kind of, it doesn't mean you're automatically friends, but it sure helps. You know, because you got a background. You got a common background.
It's an icebreaker.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's an
exactly.
Icebreaker. Yeah.
Also, he has done things in his life that I've talked about before. I'm going to talk about him again. He has a truly different type life. You've been over the road truck driver.
Yep. That's the first time I came to Reading. My truck blew up back in '66.
You worked in Las Vegas.
Uh huh. So a dealer and
you're a dealer,
professional poker player.
Professional poker player.
Yeah.
Not gambler. poker
player. Yeah, I was actually paid to play to keep the games going.
Keep the games going.
Yeah.
You've one big thing that always impresses me, you rode his motorcycle, his Harley, cross-country twice without a windshield or a windbreak anything.
Yeah, the first time was 7,887 miles. And then the next time was only 3,400 miles when I took it down from here to Naples, Florida, and gave it to my son-in-law.
And said, send me a photo every year or what?
Yeah, well, at that time I was spending more money on batteries than I was on gas, so that's about time you get rid of your Harley.
A cancer survivor.
Oh, yeah.
You had
5 months of isolation.
Isolated for 5 months.
Yeah, back in 2010.
Married to a saint?
Married to a beautiful saint.
A beautiful saint.
Yeah.
Just saw her Saturday night.
Saturday night to the show. Oh, Linda was fabulous, by the way. That was a great show. And Rick Hill, it was, as always, good, but it was very impressive.
Okay, well, let me brag on my wife for a few minutes. This was at the Riverview Country Club. They sold out the show and, in fact, could have brought in more people, but they had it was catered, so they had to give a number to the lady. Otherwise, they could have put in a lot more people. So, but the audience there was, and the ambiance, the sound, everything worked perfect.
Yeah.
That night.
It was good room for conversations. And it was spread out enough that, you know, I'm big on social distancing and these kinds of things, and it was fine. It was just fine.
It was great.
We couldn't open the door, so all we could see, we couldn't even see the river for the smoke.
Yeah. And but it was just a great night, and I'm sure Riverview's going to do this more.
Oh, they should.
We had people walking up saying, you know, telling the manager out there, you need to do this. And the fact is that during this time period of our lives, that forgetting about
The gathering.
What's going on?
The joy was in the gathering. Everybody saw each other's faces and the big smiles all over the place. And it was really a nice evening.
Well, thanks for bringing that up, because it was, you know what, I thoroughly enjoyed myself. And so did Linda. And it was
she was in her element.
Oh, yeah. She, you know, singers need to sing.
Yep.
Just like artists need to paint, poker players need to play, you know, all of these things.
Yep.
Okay. The other part that I'm just, you know, that I kind of left out, but also a big part of why you're here, is you were the CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yeah, I was for 5 years, beginning in 2009, and then came back again in 2018 for 3 month period, and then onboarded KCN and literally went to Tibet after that.
That's the other thing too. You travel, and you were on a group trip. It turned out to be.
Me.
The group was you.
Yeah, no one else could get a visa into Tibet, so I was all by myself.
Was that, and we talked a little bit about that in the past, but was that, what kind of trip was that?
It was
Tibet.
Well, first of all, you like to be with other people that you can turn to and say, hey, look at that, because everybody that I was around didn't speak my language. My guide did, but I had a private car, a driver, and a personal guide everywhere I went. And I went to Beijing and Xi'an and of course, Lhasa in Tibet, and if anybody can get to Tibet, you ought to go see it. And
why?
Well, first of all, the people are marvelous. The Tibetan people. There are an awful lot of Chinese people there, and the Tibetan people just abhor them. They do not like the Chinese people, no matter what China may say. They look different than the Chinese. You notice that immediately when you're there. They're also very religious, very spiritual group of people. Most of the Tibetan people live in India. About 80% of them live in India because they left after the 1959 when China moved in. There are a couple good books on that. And there was even a good movie about it.
Our friends, the Chinese. People don't realize what an authoritarian government really is.
Yeah, and I enjoyed China. The people in China, anybody can put on a good face. I mean,
but they keep you in areas.
But they didn't me. They let me just wander about, but I was alone. But I knew.
I mean, in the main cities, it's difficult. You couldn't get out of it.
I didn't hire a car and go out in the hinterlands or do any of those kinds of things. Of course, in Tibet, you wouldn't want to do that anyway because it's a big, vast desert. People think, you know, it's all these beautiful mountain peaks. It is, but it is dusty, extremely dusty up there.
Really?
Oh, yeah. And you're at 11,000 feet in Lhasa, so I had headaches.
Did you see any Yetis?
No, but there was a restaurant there called Yeti, and I took a picture of it and then posted it saying it's what's for dinner. You know, so. a Yeti, by
but
the
yaks,
way.
Yaks, a lot of yaks. They're
yak butter. I mean, that's yak, one of the things they eat all the time is yak butter.
Yak, well, it's just a cow. It's just a big, it's kind of like a buffalo.
Yeah.
And they use the hair for everything. It's got really long hair, and they, you know, they make a lot of the rugs and stuff out of it.
And a Yeti, by the way, if, for people that maybe don't know this, it's the Tibetan relative of Bigfoot.
Yeah, it's the abominable snowman.
Yeah, of Sasquatch.
Sasquatch. Yeah.
And I wonder if they ever meet, that they could talk to each other. Well, or would it be because, you know, one's from Tibet, one's from here?
Well, when one of them's really dark haired and curly haired, and the other one's white, so you could make a yakadoodle or a yeti doodle or something out of them if they made it.
Hey, there was we're going to take a quick break and come back, but there was a statement made the other day that was just totally wrong.
Okay.
And I'd like you to address that statement, if you don't mind.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by friends over at Pro Rehab. If you've got aches or pains, and who doesn't, or you're suffering from an orthopedic injury, head on down to Pro Rehab Physical Therapy and see Kevin Elo or Rachel Lang. Both of them are just really, really nice people, and they're very, very accomplished. They've helped with they were on the United States Gymnastics Team Physical Rehab Group. They've worked in the pro football area. And they have, if you can be fixed, if they can build up parts of your body, if they can get you back into shape, if they can't, nobody can. That's Kevin Elo and Rachel Lang, a Pro Rehab Physical Way, in the shopping center at 3673 Eureka Way, down there, right there where you're going down Eureka Way before you hit Bonaventura, and, what is that? It's called, Sunset, the Sunset Market, right there. Give them a call at 533-5030 today, 5030. We'll be right back.
Listening to people who are angry all the time?
Try listening to Armstrong and Getty from 9 to noon right after Free Fire Radio.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Hi, this is Congressman Doug Osie. I'm running for governor in the recall to get the homeless out of our parks and into treatment, to build new water storage for periods of drought, to get our kids back in school, to get people their unemployment benefits, and to stop releasing criminals from prison back into our neighborhoods. This state is screwed up. We need to get back to normal. Help me do that. I'm Doug Osie. I'd be honored to have your vote on September 14th.
Doug Osie is the conservative choice.
This is Kim Vann, and as President Trump's California State Director of Rural Development, I'm telling everyone to support Doug Osie for governor. Doug Osie is ready to hit the ground running and turn this state around. As U.S. Congressman, Doug Osie cut taxes and fought for increased water storage. Doug Osie is the only candidate in this race with a proven track record in both the public and private sector. He will make our voices heard. Join me in supporting Doug Osie for governor.
Paid for by Doug Osie for governor 2021.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft.
Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss This Morning with Gordon Deal, followed by the Sue McClain News Hour, Free Fire Radio, and Armstrong and Getty on KCNR.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Miss a day, miss a lot here. 8:20 in the morning, 75 degrees, smoky, the air quality index is crud.
Terrible.
Terrible.
Oh, I parked by the courthouse and I walked over here and I regret it.
Why?
Well, because I'm going over to present at the Board of Supervisors.
Hey, if you think about purchasing an electric car, well, Reading Electric Utility has rebates available. They can help you with a lot of things for that electric vehicle. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates available. The Board of Supervisors meeting, I got an email last night, was canceled. For today, because they couldn't get a quorum. And from what I understand, Joe Comente, Mary Rickert, and Leonard Modi are not going to be there. However, there is a protest that's walking right by us right now, I think that Patrick Jones and Les Barr are going to open up the supervisors' chambers. There's many people walking by us right now outside in our window to the world. Men, women, children, kids in strollers. I just saw a PA system go by. So, should be an interesting morning. And you're heading over there. Did you know that they had officially weren't going to have a quorum?
No, but I'll walk over there and see if they do open the meeting and call for public comment because I have to.
You have
something I need to say.
Yeah.
I need to correct a mistake or two.
Something was said at one of the meetings that you immediately took umbrage to?
Umbrage. Umbrage is a good word, yes.
Yeah, umbrage to.
Yeah, it was good.
Let's talk about that.
Okay. Last week I received again the honor of being named one of the commissioners to the Board of Partnership Health Plan from Shasta County, representing this county. It's the old Medi-Cal. And I've been on there for 8 years. I was one of the people that helped bring a partnership into the community. And the reason that that is important, and this hopefully won't take too much time, is prior to partnership, which is called a county organized health system, Medi-Cal was going to be run by Blue Cross or Centene, two big companies, wherein Governor Brown at the time had said, well, I want managed care in all the rural areas, and I'm just going to give contracts to these people, and that way the state just has to write a check, and the heck with that after that. We wanted to manage it ourselves up here, and when I say we, I mean the counties. Shasta County was the lead. Mm-hmm. We got seven other counties to join us. I traveled around and talked to other counties, and we lobbied the state, and this was at the time that I was CEO of Shasta Regional. So we were able to pull it off. The counties up here all grouped, and then we joined a partnership, which already existed, had been in existence for about 20 years, and it created an organization of 14 counties where we get the funding, the Medi-Cal funding direct. It's a lump of money. It comes in periodically, but just say a lump of money. And then we contract with the hospitals and the doctors and everybody to provide the services. Previously, it was a fee-for-service program provided by the state, and it was very cumbersome, and most doctors did not take Medi-Cal.
if you know any of them, you'll agree with me. And you really, you know, and hospitals have to take it by law. If you take Medicare, you have to take Medi-Cal, but doctors didn't. So they didn't have a lot of care up here for Medi-Cal patients. So we decided we can do this better. So you're allowed 15% of the money that comes in for your overhead and your administrative expenses. And we said we can do it for less, and we set a goal of doing it for less than 5%. Blue Cross and Centene were taking the full 15%, which goes to their stockholders and to their employees, the big bosses, and they get big bucks. We've done it the entire time that I've been on there. We've done it for under 5%, actually about 4.3%. And when we talk about what that money means, our budget is $2.5 billion a year. So if we can save 10% of that and keep it, we get to keep that money here, not for ourselves, but it allows us to do different things like recruit 250 providers into the area, help a lot of the rural clinics modernize, pay our providers more, pay doctors more, you know, create quality improvement program. A lot of things that we're able to do with that money. But that comes up to $200 million a year that we save and we get to keep that other places do not.
So that's $200 million a year that goes back into our health care.
Rather than go to wherever Anthem and Centene operate their places.
It's a corporation.
Yeah, I say it with a certain amount of venom because it really deprives the local constituents of care. Now, very importantly, Shasta County, we have 60,000 clients. One in every three people in this county is on partnership health plan. Almost every provider, doctor, clinic, takes partnership and is happy to do so. We survey them at least twice a year to see how we're doing. The problems are taken care of locally. You can ask any provider about it, and in almost every case, they'll tell you it was just a great experience. Do we pay great money, and are they getting rich off of it? No. But we are trying to accommodate them the best we can. Now, the reason I bring this up, I've been named to a four-year term by a vote of 4-1. 4-1. Well, that's a supermajority, so I'm tickled to death. The one person who voted against me said that he voted against me because, I'll quote, that under my direction, Shasta Regional Medical Center did not pay its water and electric bills in August, September, and October of 2008, and then declared bankruptcy, cheating the city out of $300,000. The individual said they were on the city council at the time and that you're actually mayor at the time. So what I want to do is go over there and, for the record, simply state that Mr. Jones is who this was. Mr. Jones was correct in that he was on the city council. He was correct when he said he was mayor. He was correct to say that the bills weren't paid. He was correct that Shasta Regional Medical Center declared bankruptcy. Where he is incorrect is that Prime Healthcare took over the hospital one day after its bankruptcy, had no responsibilities for its bankruptcy. And although I was in charge, I was not in charge here. I was CEO of Mountain View Regional Medical Center in Las Cruces, New Mexico at that time, and didn't arrive here and take over until March 1st of 2009. So he's free to vote against me, just like he voted against the Employee of the Month. I mean, he could vote any way he wants. But when he says that I directed that these bills not be paid, and then took the hospital into bankruptcy, that's an error.
That's a big error.
Yeah, it's an error enough to, you know, because he said it in front of a large group of people, and it's on the record at the county, and that's why I need to go down there and clear the record. Les Baugh did say, you know, at first he wanted to table it because he felt like there was a cloud over the nomination, and there would be if indeed what Mr. Jones said was true. But then Mr. Jones voted in favor of me because I think he knows the work that we've done.
You mean Mr. Baugh?
Mr. Baugh voted in favor of me, but I'm sure that in the back of your mind there still might be this cloud, so I want to help him see the light.
Under the old owners, they did declare bankruptcy.
Yeah, it was terrible management. Terrible management.
And they went through so many things during the time. And the new company,
Prime Healthcare.
Prime Healthcare took it over after the bankruptcy.
Yeah.
Brought you in the following March.
Yep.
had you take over, it brought Shasta Regional back up.
That was the goal. Yeah. And Prime basically said, you've got great people up there. Just treat them well and get the hospital back into the community. And my response to them was, okay, but you got to leave me alone. I didn't want to answer to a corporate office every day of where's your money and how come you're not doing this and doing that. We walked in with a plan and it worked. It worked very well, only because we had wonderful people working at Shasta Regional who had been through so much. Not just with that, but, 10 years before that, they had that terrible thing with the hearts.
Oh, yeah.
When they effectively lost their license. And stuff. Yeah. The one mistake that was made, and this could have all been alleviated if they had simply changed the DBA from Shasta Regional Medical Center to Bob's Hospital or something. Changed the name because it confused people for years about, you owe me money from back in 2007, and I'd always have to say, that's a different company. That's not us. Yeah, but your name's the same. Yeah, it is. And that was a real problem.
If they changed it to the Reading Medical Center.
If they changed it back to RMC, it probably would have been fine.
Yeah.
Because then it would have been known. And for a year after that, we cut all of our accounts payable here locally. I made sure we did that. And I told them, any local vendor, as soon as that invoice comes in, you get it to me. And within a week, I would hand carry that payment over to them, introduce myself and say, I'm really sorry about the way it went before. Please trust us in the future. We're paying our bills. And you got a pretty good reputation for paying our bills after that. It took about 6 months, but then we could order things and people would trust us to pay the bill.
Yeah. And then you got it back online. And then you said, okay, that's enough. I've done what I've accomplished, what I'm supposed to accomplish. You turned it over to a new CEO who managed to...
Actually, we got it up to a top 100 hospital, then a top 50 hospital for...
In the United States.
And then I decided I was going out on top because that's when I retired.
And then 6 months later?
No, then it was 3 years... Then in 2018, they asked me to step back in.
And while they found another CEO, and you said you'd do that for 90 days, but I'm sorry, on the 91st day, I'm on my way to Tibet.
Yeah, that's where I went.
And my question would have been, is this something we've said?
Yeah.
No, it's
running. You've heard me use the phrase, running hospitals like being eaten alive by ducks. It's not particularly painful, but it's very noisy. But there's another phrase that I like to use to it. It's after a while, when you've been in the business long enough, you feel like a monkey making love to a skunk. You don't know whether you've had all you want, but you've had about all you can stand.
I'm not sure if animal lovers will get in on this or not.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is then you came back, Casey Thatch rolled in.
Yeah, Casey's doing, he's a nice fellow.
And he's just, he's hitting the ball out of the park.
Well, they finished up some things. We got the psych unit going. They've improved the heart program. They've kept all the certifications for heart and stroke. To protect this
Medicare, Medicare, Medicaid, four out of five stars. That's
great. They brought in
the TAVR valve replacement.
Yep.
They've just done a number of things. Plus, as you did, they continue to support the community in a lot of different ways.
Yeah, that's the main thing. We wanted to get it back into being a community hospital. I think they've done a good job with that.
Okay. All right, we're going to take a quick break. I'm here with Randall Hempling. This portion of the show brought to you by River Commons Senior Living, not an assisted living facility. No, no, no. This is for active seniors who've had enough plumbing and grass cutting and all these. You want to have a beautiful place to live. You want to be able to have those things that mean something to you around you. You want to have your pet. It's pet friendly there. And how about having a gourmet chef prepare your meals? Yeah. That's a pretty good deal. They've got transportation if you choose to use it. What a great place to have when you go out and you travel is at River Commons Senior Living. You can get a personalized tour at River Commons just by giving them a call at 238-5981. Go on down and have lunch and meet the people down there. They are such great people. It's Northern California's premier retirement community, River Commons Senior Living, located at 301 Hartnell Avenue, right next to the VA clinic. Worry less, smile more. River Commons Senior Living. We'll be right back. 8:32 in the morning, 75 degrees. Air quality index is in the 400s. My friends, stay inside if you can. We'll be right back.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
Ladies, prepare to excite your senses. The world-famous Hunks the Show Ladies Night Out is coming. Are you ready for this? Not one, but two nights. Friday, August 27th and Saturday, August 28th inside the Wind River Resort and Casino Event Center. Tickets only $15. Ladies, this will be a sellout event, so get your tickets today. For details, download the Wind River app. It's showtime at the river.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Summer is upon us, and we all know what that means. Lots of summertime fun. Spend at the lake, by the pool, or off on adventures to your favorite waterfall or floating down the river. Servicing your vehicle is last on the list, but we all know it has to be done. Let Premier Oil Change save you time and money with their easy drive-in service. No appointment needed. Wait in the comfort of your own car, enjoy a cold beverage, and before you know it, you'll be off to your next summertime adventure, knowing that your car is summertime ready. Earn reward points for every dollar you spend, which can be redeemed for an oil change, additional services, and other great rewards. With free fluid top-offs, free check engine light inspections, free Wi-Fi, and a free car wash, you are sure to leave refreshed. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit them in Palisadro in the Holiday Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard near Waterworks Park. And don't forget Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Redding has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Redding. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free. Or buy 10 and get 3 free. Quick and Clean is a family-owned business. They offer only the highest quality service. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Redding. Quick and Clean.
Hi, this is Matt with Liberty Unabashed. It's time to embrace American values. Our society is based on the freedom, not begging the government for permission. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters. Come check out my show every other Sunday, 8 to 9, Liberty Unabashed.
Fire Radio here in the studios, KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Good morning, everybody. Carl Bott here, 8:37 in the morning, 8:17, August 17th, 75 degrees, air quality index sucks. What is it? Like, is it still 400 or is
it's
it gone
like
down?
413.
413. 413, that means you could wrap yourself in the smoke and take a nap. Do not go out and run your marathons today. Don't even go out and walk in it. Now, I wear masks in days like this because, you know, and I, you know what? Nobody has ever come up to me and said, why are you wearing a mask? They've never said that to me. Nobody's ever said
You're
that to me.
You're a big guy.
And I'm sure that's got something to do with it. But I have many friends, and every one of them has been a woman who's been confronted with masks.
I've never been confronted.
Well, you're bigger than I am. My God. You know, and you have this big beard and you look like Sasquatch. Come on. I mean, that's how big you are. That's why I like Jared being here, because he's my front line of defense. Something's happening outside. There's Jared standing by the door. He will give me enough time so I can get my gun. Right?
That's right.
There you go. Okay. Hey.
Yeah, the couple of times that somebody has looked at me or commented when I was wearing a mask, I tend to just walk toward them and cough, start coughing and walking toward them. And it's like a gunshot. They just back away and back away and back away, you know.
Hey, tomorrow night, I'm sure with the wind coming through, it's going to be a lot nicer night tomorrow night. You have evening on the, I'm sorry, today's only Tuesday. Thursday.
Hopefully,
evening on
the, yeah, the wind will be good tomorrow too.
Oh gosh, yeah. I'm here with Randall Hempling, and and Randall is still, of course, with Partnership Health Plan, is still tuned in to a lot of things happening around here.
Yeah.
you said a statement the other day that no more people died last year than any other year.
No, I didn't say that statement.
No,
that
no, not the, you. I
yeah,
just
that,
said,
this, though. The statement was here on the radio that this was no big deal, that no more people died last year than in years past overall. And in reality, there were 20% more deaths last year than the norm, more than we've had since World War II. Most all of it attributed to COVID. Also, the statement was made that there was no flu. That's true. And the reason that there was no flu is not because we didn't find flu. It's because of the same reasons that mom always told us. We had less flu because we washed our hands. We social distanced.
We stayed home.
We stayed home. We didn't gather, and that's why we had less flu, which is going to make it interesting this year when the flu shots are out, and it's going to be based primarily on variant from 2 years ago. Hopefully, because there was no flu, the variants didn't increase too much, and it will be effective, at least 40 or 50% effective, and people will get there.
Why doesn't Joe Biden and a group of bipartisan, you know, people stand there in front of the American nation, United States, and say, COVID's here. It's going to stay. We're going to be seeing variants for years.
Well,
and we need to accept it. We know that if you get vaccinated, it's going to be less if you catch it. Yes, you can still catch it, but it'll be less symptoms. Yes, you can still pass it on. But this is something we need to accept, and we need to get on with our lives and not shut our lives down.
You know, that would be fine, except that it will be here so long as people do not get vaccinated, period. It will constantly mutate. It will constantly change. And we will always have it. That's right. We will always have it so long as people are not vaccinated. We don't have polio anymore because people are vaccinated.
Yeah, but
we don't have smallpox because people are vaccinated.
That was a perfect vaccination as opposed to a leaky vaccination, which was explained to me the other day that the COVID vaccination is a leaky vaccination in the sense that you can still get COVID.
Yeah, it mitigates.
You can still pass it on, where polio, smallpox, diphtheria, and all that was a perfect vaccination. You couldn't get it, and you couldn't pass it.
But it only became perfect once everybody got vaccinated.
So
same thing with
the polio vaccine. When you got it, meant that you couldn't catch it.
Well, here's the deal. In Southern California a few years ago, we had an outbreak of measles, and we have a perfect vaccine against measles. But people didn't get vaccinated, and it's always out there in society. All of these things are all roaming around looking for a target.
Right.
And right now, polio is starting to, in a couple of places in the world.
In the world.
Like Pakistan, they're starting to get a little polio back. And the reason they're getting polio back is because they thought the people who were given the shots were spies. They were told they were spies who got bin Laden, you know, and so they're afraid to get the shot.
That was one of the ways they tried to find out if he was where he was supposed to be. They were giving out free polio shots.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and so they took that, and now there are people there getting polio.
I was also told not to wear sunglasses because the Iraqis thought I could look inside them. Yeah. I mean, you can't argue.
I wear trifocals, and I don't like your underwear. So,
Well, if I was wearing underwear, I would be worried about that. Come on, too much information.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Okay, so you're saying, let's take it a step further though. Should you be fired or not allowed to go to school if you don't take a vaccine?
Here's the deal on that, and I heard it again here that. You know, it's just my constitutional right not to have to get a vaccine. You can't ask me about whether I've had a vaccine because it's a HIPAA violation. That's not true. HIPAA has nothing to do with whether somebody can ask you. It has to do with whether a medical professional can give out that information. So somebody can ask you. Here's
you don't have to answer it, though. Yeah,
bingo. But if I invite you to my house, Carl, mm-hmm. and I say only vaccinated people are invited to my house, I will ask you, have you been vaccinated? And if you lie to me, and I find it out later, that's too bad. But you're an honest man. You will tell me.
Yeah.
And therefore, I will say, fine, you have your right, but you can't come to my house. Now, what if I own a theater? You can't come to my theater either. What if I own an airplane? You can't come to my airplane. I have the right to know only vaccinated people are coming if I choose that, because it's my personal property. The same people who are claiming all these rights about personal property are the ones telling you that you can't protect your personal property. I mean, that's what's ironic
about
it.
And if you choose not to be vaccinated, then you make that choice.
You make the choice not to go on an airplane. You make the choice if or wear a mask.
The VA just said, if you're not vaccinated by mid-September,
yeah,
you're going to be terminated from the Veterans Administration. Right now, 100 out of 140 veterans facilities, 132 of them have reported over several years, including last year, they have a critical shortage yeah. of doctors and yeah. nurses. There's no backup position. The others have offered, you don't need to be vaccinated, fine, but you're going to be tested every week, you're going to be tested twice a week.
Fine,
you know, whatever. But to fire people that don't want the vaccine in a already critically short field, how does that take care of veterans?
They're not
firing. How does that take care?
I think they gave them an either or. You get tested every week.
No.
Not
the VA. The government here in California gave them
an
option.
Yeah, hospitals.
The VA, there was no fallback position. I mean, I went to the MOAA, Military Officers, American Association. I went to Feinstein, went to LaMalfa, went to all these. I said, you know, we're already in trouble, and I have been vaccinated. My whole family's been vaccinated. How can you do this when you're already short, critically short, a personnel?
Well, you're asking the wrong guy.
I know that, but here's an example of something that's going to cause more harm than good.
People tend to operate from enlightened self-interest. If I tell you that you have to have the vaccine or you can't work here, your choice is to go somewhere else to work.
Which they could do.
But most all healthcare, as soon as they make it a regular vaccine, which they're going to do soon, then everything's off. Everybody's going to require it. I guarantee you, just about everybody's going to require people to have the vaccine. But here's the deal. If you put a sign out there and say, we're hiring unvaccinated people, I'm probably not going to go shop there. Yeah, but I don't want to be in an
environment.
There
isn't a place in this town, I will bet you, that has completely vaccinated people.
No, of course not.
So how are you going to do that?
I'm not. I'm just saying if you make it a requirement, and put out there that our people are unvaccinated and proud of it, I'm going to be, I'm going to choose to protect my wife from this disease.
That would be silly on a business.
Yeah. I'm pretty much biased because I was in the Pfizer test group. I was the guinea pig.
Did you get the placebo?
I got the placebo, as it turns out, but the instant that they they called me in and gave me the shot.
Okay, got it.
And I'm still on the test. I report every week, and they're going to do antibodies on me at some point in time.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. It would really be interesting is if they found out that you had antibodies, that you'd already had COVID.
No, they did that. They already did that.
Okay.
They did that. I had no antibodies when they first did that.
We got to take a break. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop right off of Bathrooms Avenue, a veteran-owned business. They've been there for a couple of decades. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. They work by appointments only. 244-9478 is the phone number, the only place I've had my haircut since I've moved to Reading, and I just love this place. It's Man's Last Stronghold. That's Cypress Square Barbershop. We'll be right back with Randall Hempling. And my question when we come back is that why hasn't the FDA approved this? They've sure as hell had enough test subjects. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
This is Duncan Shannon for CTCP Flavors Radio. Spot title is On Alert 30 Second Radio. Code number is XCFS0151000. This is Derek Lawson. Mixed on March 5th, 2020.
Schools, families, and government leaders are finally on alert over teen vaping. But before we can solve it, we need to understand it. One, the draw is flavors. 97% of kids who vape use flavors. Two, kids often don't know they're vaping nicotine, let alone a concentrated formula. Three, nicotine's addictive, and it's also a neurotoxin that can increase teen anxiety. Nicotine is brain poison, and flavor is the hook. Do something at flavorshookkids.org.
Reading Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading. Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
Welcome back to Pre-Fi Radio. Here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Carl and Linda Bott. Tomorrow, Wednesday, the new sheriff, Mike Johnson, is scheduled to be on the show. That's the schedule, but I haven't talked to his scheduler. But I think that Mike will be on the show, and we can talk about this, his promise. His priority is to get the illegal marijuana grows under control and to eradicate them as best as possible. That's tomorrow right here on Free Fire Radio. I'm with Randall Hempling today, and Randall is the on the board of the Partnership Health Plan.
Yep, going down there this afternoon for meetings.
One out of three citizens of Shasta County is in the partnership health plan. They manage to do this at under 5%. When you look at other organizations that take 10 to 15%.
They take a full 15%.
They take a full 15%. Yeah. So what you've managed to do with keeping the costs like this is put another $200 million into the program to help people.
Yeah.
Okay.
But one of the key things we did right off, remember with the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, Obamacare, however you want to call it, a lot of people were worried that it would put a rush on the hospitals because suddenly people would have insurance and it would overwhelm the system. Well, there was a lot of that in other places. What we did here is we contracted with our tribe, with the wonderful people, Glenn Hayward.
Oh my gosh.
Jumped up and said, I'll take 6,000 lives. And we contracted 6,000 lives there on a capitated basis. Capitation means they're going to pay for you, Carl, for your care for this year, and whether you show up or not is your business, but they're going to be all over you to try to keep you well and get you in there. And when you show up at the emergency room, you're going to be referred to that clinic for follow-up care. So what that did, and I got complaints from both hospitals, and I love it because although I'm a hospital administrative type, I hate hospitals. It's the last place you want to go for care. I mean, because it's you've wasted all the other stuff before, or you've just not taken care of yourself. So,
yeah, emergency room is for an emergency.
The number of visits to the emergency rooms at the hospitals went down by 100.
Not 100%.
No,
just by 100.
By 100 people.
Okay,
and they get paid for that. So they were complaining to me that the number of visits had gone down. On the flip side of that, the number of the rate of admissions at the hospitals went up, which means actually sicker people who needed to be hospitalized went to the emergency room, not people for normal clinic care, which is, you know, I got an earache or sore throat, and they would go to the emergency room because they didn't have primary care. We helped get that done.
I want to go back to the FDA approving the COVID vaccine. Yeah. We've had, I don't know how many millions of people who have been vaccinated, and yet they still haven't. I've heard in the next couple of weeks it will be approved officially by the FDA.
That's the rumor.
That's the rumor. One of the things that I've read, and you were kind of addressing it while I was putting on my earphones and I couldn't quite get it, was the Department of Defense wants to make the COVID vaccination just like everything else we take in the military. And my friends, you lose a lot of your constitutional rights once you join the military.
Oh, yeah.
And one of them is you take shots, or if you refuse to take shots, flu shots or anything, you're going to get in trouble for it.
Yep.
But I also read that unless it's an approved vaccine, it can't be part of the vaccine schedule. But the Department of Defense is talking like the end of September. So that gives the FDA over a month to approve this.
Yeah.
I can't help but think.
Normally it takes a little over a year for one of these things to be approved. And the reason for that is they want to see, of the 170 million people or so in this country that have gotten vaccinated, or 200 million, I don't know.
70% supposedly.
Yeah.
Depending on where you live.
Let's just say 70%, which would be 200 million, give or take.
Yeah.
250 million. They want to see just exactly how well it's working. How many people are being harmed by the vaccine? How many, all these other kinds of things that are out there, and they're finding, you know, some, but not
some,
not enough. It's a classic risk reward thing. The reward of taking the vaccine and in not getting or getting a milder case of COVID is far, far greater than the risk of the vaccine.
Less than 1% of the people that catch COVID pass away. Is that something we should accept and move on?
Well, yeah.
When I say that, when I'm talking about going back,
it's 1%. Saying, that would be 3.5. That would be 300. There'd be 3.5 million people in this country. What you're forgetting is that 15% or more, 15% for sure, are long haul COVID. My granddaughter still can't smell. She had it 8 months ago. I have a lot of friends who still can't taste or smell, or have memory lapses. One of them is a poker player, and I love when he has memory lapses because you can make money off of him. But
now, we have friends that had COVID. They were not vaccinated.
Mm-hmm.
They got COVID. And then they got COVID again.
Yeah.
So, I mean, so it doesn't mean once you get COVID that you're safe.
But nope, it doesn't. You get some antibodies, but when they got it again, it probably was less. I'm just guessing. And when they got COVID-19, the first variant. And the reason it's, I remember how silly it was, you know, they called it COVID-19 because it's the 19th variant. No, it's because it was discovered in 2019. Now we have this.
Yeah, that's what I read too.
Yeah, now we have the Delta variant, and it is a different
right.
COVID.
You know what the scary thing is? How many letters are in that Greek alphabet?
Greek alphabet. Then we go to some kind of
epsilon.
Hey, I got an announcement here.
Okay.
It just came up on my thing that the
Board of Supervisors?
No. The Raiders. The NFL Raiders will require fans to show vaccine proof or get a shot at the gate.
That's interesting.
Yeah, you can do it. If you don't have proof, just walk
in. Wait a minute. Yeah, but if you get a shot at the gate, you're still not. I mean, that still doesn't do anything.
But you have to wear a mask. Everybody has to wear a mask anyway. So.
Okay, now down at the Board of Supervisors, I got an email last night from the board that says they did not have a quorum. Three of the five are not going to be there today, and I'm not sure of the reason, so I'm not going to speculate, but I will speculate in a way that, smoke, the unhealthy people with lung problems could be a good reason not to be out in the air. However, Patrick Jones and Les Baugh are opening the chambers. We just saw a bunch of people marching down by to support that. So, and that's going to start in 15 seconds.
Yeah.
So I'm going to let you go.
Yeah, I'll walk down there and see if indeed they're having a formal meeting of every time.
You want to borrow a mask?
I have a mask in my car.
Okay.
You know, I'm going to go get it.
Borrow a mask because, I mean, this is unhealthy here, my friend.
And then I'm headed off to Fairfield.